First off, how the heck did they get my number? Second off, why the heck are they calling me? So I listened to the rest of the voicemail. This kind of job at this university, this cannot be real. It was kind of just like the first thing that went through my head. Do I call him back? Do I text? I'm nervous. Like, I should go prepare. Like, what do I do? Almost getting my dream job and a $25,000 raise out of nowhere, a story I literally couldn't even make up if I tried. I'm super excited to share the story with you, connect all the dots, put the pieces together from beginning to end, and share this insights into a real world story about how job searching, networking, and these jobs actually happen. Welcome to the Talking Shop Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tomes, here to share stories, lessons, and experiences in sports performance and professional development. As I shared, almost got my dream job, huge raise, almost out of nowhere. I'm going to put it all together for you. Let's get into it. So first, kind of what is this dream job? Just to give some context about where I am and kind of where I want to go. So there's three boxes that I would like to get checked or that would make a job, quote unquote, a dream job. And these are in no particular order, but I see myself on the floor coaching athletes. I see myself working with higher level athletes. And I see myself also doing sports science, data, technology, any combination of those kind of three things. And although these boxes have changed over time, as of now, those are the ones right now and have been the most consistent ones as a few have kind of changed. But what has led me to that has been my time at TCU as a graduate assistant, doing sports science for a few teams, publishing my thesis. And my current role as a sports performance coach and a sports science coordinator, I love just interacting with athletes. Like, I couldn't imagine just doing the numbers side. I have to be on the floor actually doing stuff, but I couldn't imagine not having tech and numbers. And I do enjoy working with our higher level athletes, clients, college and older pretty much. It's so facto, a job that checks those boxes is a dual role, hybrid, performance coach, strength coach, sports scientist at like a Power Five school. An example of a job that would check something like that. So just for the courtesy of everyone involved, I will not be disclosing any names, the name of the university or the company. So this voicemail, I literally screenshotted the Siri transcription because I was like, holy crap, this could be a life-changing moment. And it definitely was, but not for the reason you're thinking. It's a Sunday in the middle of December. It hadn't snowed yet, so I was out doing yard work. And I got a phone call from a random number from a random state. And I'm sure just like you, every random call you get 9 times out of 10, if not more than that, is a spam random caller. So my philosophy is if they're a real person, they'll leave a voicemail. So I don't pick it up. I finish doing my yard work. 30 minutes later, I see I do have a voicemail and I click on it. And here I have the Siri transcription and I'm listening to it and I'm reading it. It says, hey, Matt, what's going on? This is the guy's name. And Siri tried to transcribe it, but because they have a different last name, they just put together these like random words. And I heard him say his name and I was like, there is no way this person is calling me right now. First off, how the heck did they get my number? Second off, why the heck are they calling me? So I listened to the rest of the voicemail. And I'm just like, this kind of job at this university, there's like, what is going, like, this cannot be real. It was kind of just like the first thing that went through my head. So I'm like, do I call him back? Do I text? I'm nervous. Like, I should go prepare. Like, what do I do? So I call him back and I already have my notebook and pen ready to take some notes as we're chatting because I'm that kind of guy. I call him back and we just chatted about the role, about me, kind of just getting to know each other a little bit, gauge my interest, where I want to go, things like that. Then we also scheduled the next interview with him and then another coach he was hiring for that following Wednesday. Do the interview, went pretty well. He told me I was one of the finalists, top two guys. And then a week later, he called me and told me I didn't get it. But just the fact that this this person took time out of their day. And this is one of those coaches that when you first get in the field, I remember you get that first internship and you're going over with your boss, wherever it is, people to follow on social media, where to learn more from. Like, this guy was one of those people I remember. So it's like, I've been following this person, I consume their content, and then they're calling me about this job that checks all of my boxes. And they're giving me multiple hours of their time to chat and interview and get to know me. So I didn't end up getting it. But so that's kind of the scene about the dream job, the call, the interviews. But now let's start putting some pieces together, start connecting the dots. So that happened December 2021. So let's go back a year and a half. August 2020, I got connected with people at this one sports science tech company because my boss had connected me with them when I was looking for jobs. And I had thought about being a consultant for a tech company, travel, coaches, et cetera, et cetera. So I just started a relationship with those people at this company. We had multiple collaborations just for different content and stuff like that. But that's when that started. And then basically from that fall 2020, I started producing a ton of content, and I still am. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, now TikTok, my podcast, TSP, a shameless plug. And the context for all of this content was, how do I use my current situation to get to the next one? And it's not job hopping. It's, there are things that I want in this next job that my current job simply just does not give to me. So how do I maximize my time here? How do I crush this current role to get to what I think would be more fulfilling, check more boxes, whatever it may be? So that was kind of the lens and the context of, how do I highlight what I'm currently doing that would make me more appealing or intentionally develop the skills here that I would need in that future role? So throughout this whole time, I'm networking. And when I say networking, I don't mean ironically networking. Like, I was legit networking. I wanted to do Power Five sports science. And I looked up every Power Five person that had sports science in their title, and I hit them up. And then I chatted with them. They gave me a name or two. I chatted with them and they gave me a name or two. And I was following up and I was doing all these things. And I was like, literally not, oh, you should be networking. I was like actually going and doing and making it happen. I have multiple episodes on this. 94, how to take control of the next step of your career. And 98, just explaining my whole networking sheet, Excel sheet, and how I stayed organized and stuff like that. And I was also applying to jobs. I applied to, what was it, 89, almost 90 jobs. So like, I was doing everything I could to make it happen, at least in my opinion. So that was from fall 2020 until now, and I'm still doing it. So fall 2021, fast forward a year, I'm writing articles about this technology. And I mean, the tech isn't really a secret. It's all over my, if you look at my name, it pops up, but I'm just not going to say it. Writing articles about this technology. I'm speaking about it on podcasts. I'm making YouTube videos and Excel tutorials on it. I'm doing these little experiments and stuff like that. But as I'm making more content, getting even more clear about what I want my next job to be, and just making better content, stuff like this is just, it's becoming more apparent. And actually, I literally have the email of when this person that called me on the phone and left the voicemail literally subscribed to my YouTube. So this person makes their own content. And I was like, oh, cool. They must have stumbled upon my stuff somehow, I guess. I was like, why the heck are they subscribed to me? So like, it was cool because they're obviously really good at what they do. And I don't know why they subscribed to my stuff, but I'd had that kind of in the back of my head. So this happened. So fall 2020, fall 2021, this was November 2021 that they had subscribed to my YouTube at this university who called me about the job. So now, with kind of connecting the dots of everything that's led to this voicemail, now middle of December, got this call from this guy about talking to the people at this tech company about me. And he just had gotten my name and thought of them, or thought of me for it. And here we are now. But there's one big piece that I have next. A month later, January 11th, after all that happened, 3 weeks later after I didn't get it, I was actually on a Zoom call with the people at this company, just connecting about future collaborations and just catching up and just, you know, what's next, et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't drop that I had the interview. It was super cool. And the guy told me that they had talked with the company, and the guy, she said, yeah, because this university has that technology. The guy called the company and said, hey, do you know anyone? And they gave my name directly. And then he said, oh, you know, like I follow his YouTube and all this stuff. But I didn't know it was as direct as it was, the company and this guy's relationship as well. So that was just crazy that I had gotten to kind of hear more from their side of the story. So they directly recommended me when he called. So do you have any takeaways, any guesses of what the biggest takeaways might be? Well, you know what? I'm just going to tell you, this was not out of nowhere, believe it or not. There was a lot of things that go into something like this happening, but I think it's so interesting. This person had called me about the job before they had even announced on Twitter that they were going to a different school. Before they said that they got a new job, they were calling people about, like, the job that I was called about will never be posted on job boards and stuff like that. That's how these jobs are gotten. It's all, well, I guess I won't get too ahead of myself. So although it wasn't out of nowhere, it wasn't anything that I directly did either. So almost getting my dream job plus a $25,000 raise. It was funny. As we were talking about the job, he's like, oh, you know, with this dual sports science and coaching role, this is what the salary would be. Is that okay with you? And in my mind, I'm like, holy crap. Like, Yep. I think that salary is totally understandable. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this would be insane. So it didn't come out of nowhere. There's a lot of dots that kind of like accumulated and led to this, but consequently there's nothing I directly did either. So it's this weird kind of combination of a lot of things, but some of the big main takeaways is it's not about who you know, it's who knows you. And this is something that I've talked about multiple times on TSP is that I can network and I can meet these people and I can be able to name drop them. Oh, I had a conversation with XYZ last week. Oh, you know them too? Oh yeah, I talked to them a few months ago, da da da. But, or if those people X and Y talk to each other and they say, oh, I chat with this guy named Matt Tometz last week. Oh, I did too. He seems like a nice guy, but they don't know who I am really. So just to give this example, the company, they didn't just know who I was. They didn't say, oh, Matt, yeah, he's at TC Boost. They have one of these pieces of technology. But they said, I know who he is. And I know that he does really good stuff because we've done multiple collaborations, things together. They've worked with me as like a, I guess like as an employee or like a coworker on these projects, however I want to describe it. But it's one thing to say he's a good dude, and it's another thing to say he's a stand-up professional. He's really good at what he does. And I know firsthand because of that. So it's not who I know, it's who knows me. It's who's willing to say, Matt, he's legit. Who knows me or who knows you? It pays to be someone's guy. So the person that ended up getting the job had way more experience, but, and I'm not, you know, salty. Well, I am salty, but I'm not, I understand obviously why he got the job. But also the person who called me about the job, they had worked together before. He was one of their guys. And even the guy that I interviewed with, because it was the three of us, that was another one of his guys that he had worked with in the past. So it's being someone's guy is someone who, you know, they go on to bigger and better things and they kind of take you with, because they're not going to fill a staff full of complete strangers from the internet. chances are, if you've done this long enough, you have an expansive enough network to where you know enough people, or the people that you know other people. And that's how these things happen. So it pays to be someone's guy, to have worked with someone and also be on the same page of someone who's going to go do big things. And likewise, you doing big things yourself. But I don't know why manifestation is coming to mind. Maybe because I see the word crystal on my screen and kind of voodoo stuff. But the last takeaway is, I've been so crystal clear about my boxes, and to me, it feels very vague. But the more I talk about it, the clearer it, the boxes are vague, but the combination of them make it a lot more specific. I've been so crystal clear about my boxes that's what is portrayed through my content, through my networking and my phone calls and whatever it may be, what I talk about on podcasts, and consequently what people know about me. So if I was like, oh yeah, you know, like I really like my time at TCU, I think I want to do college. Well, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different types of college performance jobs. Or I like tech. I mean, there's college, pro, private. You could consult for a company. You could just consult for like many universities. There's so many different things you can do. But even just having two boxes would be great, would be way more than having one. And three is more than two. And you have this kind of Venn diagram of jobs you like and don't like, and things you think you'd want to get checked off, and things you don't really care about, whatever it may be. And because, like I said, I was so crystal clear, it was obvious to people consuming my content from afar and people knowing me straight up that that's what I wanted to do. So last, just some action steps about what you can really take away and start doing tomorrow for yourself is, first, you have to figure out what those boxes are. I mean, if this person had called me about this job and I was like, I mean, like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, I mean, for sure, I'll definitely interview it for it. But I mean, maybe, like, are they going to be excited to chat with me again? Are they really going to give me even more of their time to interview when I'm kind of like half in, half out, versus I'm like, oh no, this is literally what I've been describing. I'm super grateful you called and I'm excited to learn more about this opportunity. Or let's say that this person subscribed to my YouTube, and actually they did make comments about my YouTube, and I should have said this earlier, that they loved what I was about with the athlete education, with the sports science, with the teaching people, but it's also digestible and kind of, they were just a big fan of my content and what I was about. So that's, and I guess I'll just say this point kind of quickly. Like I had made videos about me and my youth clients because I do coach a decent amount of youth clients just in the private side. But I was like, I don't want people to think of me as youth training. Now that's what I do and I'm good at it, but that's not what I want to be about. So you can mold this not perception, but what people think of you when they consume you. That is your content. But it becomes so much more clear what to make content about when you know what those boxes are. And next, make content, flush out your thoughts, see what you really believe in. The more that I talk through sports science and my job search and networking and just what I believe in from a technical standpoint, making these videos about reviewing different texts and stuff like that, when it comes time to have a conversation on the phone, I was casually interviewing with no time to prepare. But because I live and breathe and make content and I do it on a daily basis, it was easy for me to talk about it. Next, reach out to people further along that path. So if you know what those boxes are, well, there's people that are further along for some reason, and all you have to do is ask. Well, they have to respond. But all you have to do is ask kind of how they got there. So if you know what those boxes are, it makes it that much easier to select who to chat with. And whatever. And consequently, when you're talking to these people, you can say, I hit you up because of X. These are my boxes. Because of Y, the job you're in, I believe, checks those boxes. And Z, I would love to learn how to get there. And now, like, let's say, I'll just say Northwestern because I'm in Chicago. Let's say I connect with someone at Northwestern and they know that I'm a good person, but they can't say that I'm a real professional because we haven't worked together. but they know that I'm looking for this dual Power Five sports science coaching role. Well, they know other people in that role because they're in college, obviously. And if they liked our phone call, they can say, you know, he's a good dude. I'm assuming he does good stuff. Here, I'll pass your number along to him because they know what I want. And if they're a good dude and if they believe it, I'm a good dude. And last, be a good person and execute slash make it happen. So what I had done for this company wasn't anything crazy, but I did good work for him. I maintained the relationship and I just executed, whether it was my own YouTube channel, whether it was executing these collaborations with this company, whether it was being creative and making content and reaching out to specific people because of the boxes. And the more I realize is like, none of these things that I talk about, job search, content, whatever it may be, these aren't the craziest ideas in the world. Like, they all make sense in theory. I just have this ability to like not let myself not do something. Like, I just execute and make it happen. I think that that's the simplest way I can describe it. So just a crazy story and some really cool take-home points about how these jobs are really got, how I almost got my dream job seemingly out of nowhere in the moment. But looking back, there were so many dots that make sense and so many pieces that were interconnected that I couldn't even make up if I tried. So super grateful for it. I'm glad that I was able to share. Hopefully this makes sense. Hopefully you get a lot out of this and it helps you on your journey. So thanks for tuning in. Good luck.